Okay, thank you. So let's begin. The Gemara at the bottom of Zayin Amar Av, it's probably 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara tells us, Hanish al chacham v'timei lo yish al chacham v'yitaher. That if you ask a question to one chacham, and that chacham says it's tame, you cannot ask someone else to be mitaher. We call this in English rabbi shopping, no? It's like a thing. People like to ask as many rabbis until you get the proper answer. Zok the Gemara, you're not allowed to do that. Lo chacham v'asar, lo yishal lo chacham v'yatir. I think one of the things about social media and what it's done to Psak Halacha is that it has it's really interesting that there's like, I find this phenomenon fascinating, that people, when they have a shaila now, will send it out to the world of Facebook, and like the gedolim on Facebook can answer the question. And one time I made a mistake that a member of my shul sent out a shaila about like pregnant women fasting on fast days or something, and I responded because like members of my shul, and then like other people are like getting involved in the conversation, and it was like very weird. And somebody wrote on his blog about what's happening to halacha in the age of Facebook, which is that people are, everyone's entitled to an opinion. Now, in some ways, that's a very good thing, but it's like a totally different dynamic. Now, what our Gemara is saying really is that once you ask the Shaila to one person, you are not allowed to ask the Shaila to someone else, right? It sounds like from this Gemara that the Isser is on the Shoel. The questioner has an Isser to go to someone else to ask the Shaila. The Gemara in Nida on Chaf, which is the parallel sugya here, over there the Gemara sounds like the Isser is more on the rabbi. And the Rishonim over here are sensitive to these issues, and different Rishonim take different approaches, but for now we'll just leave it like that. So Zok the Gemara, you cannot ask someone else. Hayu shnayim, echad mitame, echad mitaher, echad oser, echad matir. Let's say there are two chachamim. The case probably is that you ask a shayla in the base medrash, and one fellow says, mutter! And someone else from two rows back screams out, usser! So now what do? You're stuck, no? Is it mutter, is it usser? So Zok the Gemara, im hoya echon mehem gondol mechaver b'chochma u'beminyin halacha charov, v'im lav halacha chahamachmir. If one of them is greater b'chochma u'beminyin, who wants to translate these words? What does it mean that there are two people in the base medrash, two rabbis? One of them says us, the other one says mutter. So if one of them is greater b'chachma b'minyan, chachma, you understand, right? What does it mean that you're greater b'minyan?
Number of years of learning, maybe.
That's one approach. Either years of learning or total age. The Gemara does have an assumption that ein adam omer al das rabo elam kein achyehe arba'im shana, or whatever the exact lashon of the Gemara is, and that's a machlokas harishonim there in Sota, whether that means that you have to be 40 years old before you understand your Rebbe, or it means that you have to have learned 40 years by the Rebbe before you fully grasp what the Rebbe said. So it could be that minyan means minyan shanim. Alternatively, minyan means, the Ritva over here has two perushim.
The number of people.
The number of people where?
That agree with you.
Not necessarily that I agree with you, but I don't think that's what the Ritva says. I thought the Ritva says minyan what?
Like your Talmidim.
Talmidim, exactly. The assumption is that HaTalmidim Mechadidim Es Harav. I guess that would have been a good introduction for tonight. But on some level, right, if you have more students, they make you wiser. The Talmidim are Mechadidim Es Harav. And if you have more students, presumably you are going to be wiser than someone who has fewer students. At least so goes the assumption in this Gemara. So according to this version, if there are two chachamim, so you follow the one who's gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan. Rabbi Yoshi, right? V'im lav, and if, let's say, no one is gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan, So halach achar hamachmir. Right? So the first opinion is, now if no one is gadol b'chachma minyan, you follow the chumrah approach. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, and the reason why all these gemaras are quoted, if you want to remember Dav Zayin and Avodah Zarah, it's all about Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Right? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, if it's a d'oraisa, you follow the machmir. If it's a drabanan, you follow the mekel. Rabbi Yosef says that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Okay, now Tosis over here, the little Tosis B'Shel Torah, has like a brief, interesting conversation about how do you paskin when there are two Lashonos in the Gemara. Right? Tosis is viewing having two Lashonos in the Gemara like a Shaila that's asked in the Beis Medrash. And there are more than one Chacham present, so how do you paskin? Then Ayin Sham, it's an interesting taisis in terms of do you always paskin like the Lishna Basra, like the second Lashon or not? The Ran and the Dharma Dav Zayin and the Kesef Mishnah and a number of places tells us that the Rambam's approach is always to paskin like the Ikka D'Amri in the Gemara, that the second opinion always carries more weight, but if you go through the taisis, you realize that the Rambam is far from unanimous. Michal, you had a comment?
Yeah, it's not like exactly relevant, but I'm just wondering, like, are there cases where, let's say, being makel is like what, like, let's say, like nida, right? Like, it's better to be makel. So in that case, is it better to follow after the machmir? It's really.
So again, the Gemara, even though we would always prefer to be Mekel, but if you're dealing with an Ishnu that's a D'Oraisa, you have to apply general rules of Suffolk D'Oraisa L'Hachmir. The question with Nida is, do we apply rules of Suffolk D'Oraisa L'Hachmir or rules of Suffolk Tumah? Right, that's already I used to joke around, that's already for Advanced Talmud, but this class is officially Advanced Talmud, but that is for... You know, when you learn Nida B'Iyun, you have to deal with that issue. To what extent is Nida Tumen Tahara? To what extent is Nida Isser V'Heter? Right? There are three different ways of dealing with Sveikos. In Dine Mamnis, a Suffolk, you paskin, you follow the Muchsik, the one who's holding the money. In Isser V'Heter, Suffolk Dairais Al-Hachmir, Suffolk Dairabanan Lahakel. And when it comes to Tumen Tahara, so Suffolk Tumen Rishus HaYachid is Sveikoi Tame, Suffolk Tumen Rishus HaRabim is Sveikoi Tahar. Now, what's interesting in our Gemara is that the Gemara is really toying with the question as to whether two Lashonos in the Gemara is treated like an ordinary Suffolk Isser. Do I say Suffolk Dereis Lahachmi, Suffolk Drabban Lahakel? Or maybe not exactly, no? The opinions in Taisis about an Ikka D'Amri, right, so Rashi says... That what? If it's Dereisa, you're Machmir. If it's Drabon, you follow the second opinion. That's like Nishtahi Nishtaher. Right? Why are you following the second opinion? I should say, if it's Drabon, we're Mekel. Again, this Taisus is really interesting to think about. I don't have a great Mahalach in all of the Shitos, but it certainly is what to think about. Okay, so how you'd say from this Sugya is that if you ask one Chacham, you're not allowed to ask another Chacham. That's the basic idea of our Gemara. Why not? Why, if I ask Chacham 1, should I not ask Chacham 2? And if you prepare the Makoros, you know that this is a Machlokas HaRishonim. Who wants to fill me in on some of the Shitos here? Tehila was pointing to Michal. Michal is pointing to Tehila. Talia's sitting there smiling, hoping that no one calls on her. I figured this all out. What? Michal? Have you?
Talia.
Talia's been nominated.
Sure. I think the Ran said it was for
Kavod of the Chacham. The Ran says it's for Kavod of the Chacham. Okay. And who disagrees with the Ran?
The
Ravid. And the Ravid says? Shav Ye Chaticha Di Surah. Now, that is a fascinating Ravid, no? The Pashtus in the Ravid is as follows. That when I paskin on a piece of meat, I am hereby, with the power invested in me by Rabbi Isaac Elchanan Theological Seminary, I am making this piece of meat treif. This meat is now treif. Shav Ye Chaticha Di Surah. And when you think about it, this concept is very striking. Because Lecha Ora, you know, Rav Soloveitchik once commented that sometimes you sit in the Din Torah, And in the Din Torah, the Balei Dinim are fighting about $100. It's not that much money. But the halacha is, and this is, there's a full siman in Choshen Mishpat, siman Chav Zayin, the halacha is that when the Balei Dinim leave the Din Torah, they're not allowed to curse the Dayan. Right? Elohim will sekalel. Zakt Rashi, Elohim means don't curse a Dayan. Don't curse the judge. And the Achronim on Choshen Mishpat explain that a person is inclined naturally to curse the Dayan at the end of the Din Torah. I finish a Din Torah, and I lost $100. So I'm going to say, that's Schwartz! Right? And we don't want to finish a sentence because, like, this is rated G here in Stern College, right? So, oh gosh, that's a serious issue. Yet, Rav Soloveitchik is bothered by the kasha that sometimes a person, you know, we don't think in these terms, but you have a cow. And the cow is your baby. You've been nurturing this cow for years. You've been getting milk from this cow. You shecht the cow. You expect that the cow will be a few months of parnasa. Because you'll sell the cow to the whole town. And you'll get a couple $1,000. So this is a significant thing for you. And you go to the rabbi. And the rabbi looks at the cow. And the rabbi says, I'm sorry. There's like a hole in the lung. The cow's a trefa. So what do you do? What?
It's a tarifone.
Rabbi Tarifone?
Yes, that's a story.
Okay. So what happens?
So then they gave it to the dogs.
So you give it to the dogs. But do you curse the rabbi who says the cow is a trefa?
Get him in trouble with other rabbis.
What? You go to another rabbi. Well, Argumar says you can't go to another rabbi. Right? Do you curse the first rabbi?
No.
So the pashtus is you don't. Right? The people will curse a dayan in the Din Torah. But when the rabbi gives a psak, they're not going to curse the rabbi. They might not be happy. You might make a baruch dayan ha'emes, that like you just lost a couple $1,000. Svinasu shatova b'yam, whatever it is. But ultimately, you're not going to curse him. And Rav Soloveitchik was bothered by the kasha. How come you don't curse the? How come you don't curse the rabbi who gives the psak that the animal's a trefa, but you do curse the dayan? So the Rav answered.
When you say you mean like art?
The minhag is people do it. When people get the bad news that the animals.
The inclination to curse.
What?
The inclination.
Right? No, I'm not encouraging this. Right? Do not try this in your own bathtub. Right? Don't do this. But. What? My expressions make no sense. You should understand that by now. But the reality is people are not inclined to curse the Rav, but they are inclined to curse the Dayan. Why not? So the Rebbe Reb Yonason Eibshitz said that the reason why you want to curse the Dayan is because not so much that I lost, but he won. She won. Right? That! Right? The
opponent.
Huh? Again?
No, the other side.
The other side. When I'm in the Din Torah, there are two people. Me against Plonus, right? And Plonus won. Right? So you get really upset. And you say, how could Plonus win? Right? So that's what Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz said. Rav Soloveitchik said, if I remember correctly, this is found in Nefesh HaRav. Rav Shechter quotes it, and he quotes that Rav Soloveitchik just quoted his grandfather, who said that, no. There's a different reason. You see, fundamentally, psak in Iser v'Heter is different than psak in Dine Mominus. In Dine Mominus, Reuven and Shimon come. And Reuven has this taina, and Shimon has that counter taina. And the Dayan, who gives a psak, what the Dayan is saying is, in this case, Reuven wins. What a psak in Iser v'Heter of Soloveitchik said is not a psak on this case. It's a psak in the abstract. When you ask a rabbi, a shaila, about the lung, the rabbi says, you know what? I see that lung. Let me show you. In Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that if there's a hole over here, the lung is treif. If there's a hole over there, the lung is kosher. And then you compare and you say, oh my gosh, it's treif. The rabbi is not saying that my animal is treif. The rabbi is saying that lo yitzuyer, if the metzius is, so then, the animal is treif. And Rav Soloveitchik said, that's why, again, this is a very brisker idea, the reason why the inclination, thank you, Michal, is not to be angry on the psak in Isser v'Heter, because they're not paskening on me, they're paskening ba'ofan mufshat. They're paskening in the abstract. Now, I remember the first time I learned this Gemara, and I learned this Ran and the Raivid, so I went to ask Rav Schechter, and I said, one second, Rebbe, you know, you have this idea, Nefesh Harav, that a psak in Isser v'Heter is not a psak on the case itself. How do you understand the Raivid? Right? Because the Raivid is saying, Shav Yechaticha Disura. And the Chaora, right, that Raivid is against the Yisod that Rav Soloveitchik said. You seem perplexed, Liat. Right? Okay, so far so good? So that's the first question that I want to deal with. Eventually. Yeah.
Do you think that Hillel could explain why you could go back for Romanov versus
Survivor? Whoa, 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 whoa. So now, let's take a step back.
Whoa.
Okay? Let's hold this. Does anyone know how to get this to go up? Is this just stuck here permanently? Okay, there it goes. Thank you. So, hold this question, and I think we might be able to answer it a little bit later, but first let's just create a few nafgaminos between the Ravid and the Ran. Again, the Ravid says it's Shavya Chaticha de Isura, and the Ran says it's Kvodo Shel Chacham. Right? So what are some nafgaminas that we could create? And all these nafgaminas, I think, you can create without too much creativity. All you have to do is read this Ran and the Ravid carefully. I have 5 nafgaminas. Who wants to give me one of them? I won't bite.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
And
the first ruling is that it's like
whatever. So if it's a kula, right? In other words, the rabbit says Shavi Chaticha di Sura. So let's say the Chacham Rishon Hittir. Let's say the first rabbi said it's Mutter. So according to the Ravid, would it apply? Actually, I'm probably better off putting this in the margin.
Huh? I was answering
another
question.
Right, so the Ravid would say that the din doesn't apply. The Ran would say you're still not allowed to ask someone else because Kvodo Shel Chacham still applies, no? Okay, that's a good one. What else we have?
Shikolodat.
Again?
Shikolodat.
How does that work? I think, I'm not sure if Shikol Hadas would be a nafgamina, because according to the Ravid, if it's Shavi Chaticha Disur, you're not allowed to ask. And according to the Ran, if it's Kvodo Shel Chacham, you also can't ask. Maybe what you mean is as follows. Let's say there's a Kabbalah. Right? Let's say I have a tradition that the halacha is one way. So now when I have a tradition that the halacha is that is one way, that means that my Rebbe said X, Y, and Z. Right? Now, according to the Ravid, let's take the Ran. If it's Kvodo Shel Chacham, so Chacham 1 paskind. But if I say, you know what, I disagree with you, Chacham 1, because I have a tradition that goes back, I don't know, to Yehoshua ben Nun, that the din is differently, I don't know if that's an affront to Kvodo Shel Chacham. However, if it's Shav Yechaticha de Isura, let's say the item became usur, so even if I have a Kabbalah that it's mutter, it should, right? Even if I have a Kabbalah that it's mutter, but l'cha'ora I can't overturn the fact that this item became usur already. Now, just before I take Liat's question for a second, this is actually a machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach, no? The Ramah in Resh Mem Beis Sif Lamed Gimel, Im Yesh Kabbalah Shata'a, yuchal lahatir. Zok the Ramah, if there's a Kabbalah, so then you can be matir. Right? In other words, with the Kabbalah, you can overturn it. That's what the Ramah says. The Shach jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. It's a Shach os nun hei. I think I may have given the wrong Maramukum. Did I give the right Maramukum, the Shach, or the wrong? I don't remember. What? You didn't look it up?
No, we did.
Did we find what you were looking for?
Oh, it's Resh Mem Bei Sif Lamed Aleph. I did these Maramukumis by memory, and yeah, I'm not as young as I used to be. So it's the Ramah is Resh Mem Bei Sif Lamed Aleph. It's the Shach Os Nun Gimel, Nun Hei, Nun Zayin, if you want. There's a few different, all the Shachs on this, but the Shach disagrees with the Ramah, and the Shach says, even if you have a Kabbalah, you can't overturn the Psalm. So it's a machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach. Okay, a few other nafkaminas. Michal.
This one wasn't in the Ran, and I also don't know if it's possible. But can you be mochel your own kavod, and then?
So yeah, let's say you're mochel on your kavod. Right? In other words, let's say Rabbi 1 says, you could ask somebody else. So or if it's kvodo shel chacham, so then it won't apply anymore. But if it's shab yechaticha di surah, so the din still applies, correct?
Yeah.
I don't know if my checks and X's are matching.
Yeah.
Okay, it should be check and X. Again, if it's kvodo shel chacham, when amochel, so the kavod doesn't apply. If it's kabbalah, so then it doesn't apply. No, it's good. I think it's good. I don't know. But if it's Shabbat Chaticha Disura, you can't be Mochel. Similarly, there's a discussion in the Rishonim along the same lines. Let's say the Shoel goes to Rabbi number 2 and says, "Dear Rabbi number 2, Rabbi number 1 was already Machmir, Mekel, whatever, right?" The Shoel says, we'll read it like Shvar Sha'alti. So if it's a Shav Yechaticha Disura, so the reason of Shav still applies. One could argue that this is something along the lines. It's not an affront to the Chacham, because I say I already asked, and Chacham too is going to say, yeah, you understand that Reb Shmerel of Shnippeshok already paskind, but you know there are different ways of looking at it, etc. That might not be affront to the, Shani.
I feel like it does apply to the Ran, because why can't it be Kvod Shel Chacham, like the first rabbi that he asked? Isn't that like not coveted to him that he went to a different person?
So, I think it's less of an affront to the coveted of Chacham number 1. If I tell Chacham number 2, I already asked Chacham number 1. Okay. So Chacham number 2 is able to say, you know what, I hear that you asked him, but if you would ask me, I would say X, Y, and Z. It's not really...
To Chacham number 1, for him to know that you went to someone else, he had a different stop.
Yes, I think
that's
this is an extension of this. Once Mechila helps, so one could create a scenario. You're right, maybe it still is an insult to Chacham number 1. On the other hand, maybe it says it's not as much of an insult, because if I tell Chacham 2 that I already went to Chacham 1... So maybe Chacham 1 won't be as insulted. Let me give you another case.
No,
again, this is debatable. Fair?
I just think that if you... Like, I'm just comparing it to, like, doctors and getting multiple opinions. Like, the first doctor, if you could then go to the next one, it might not be that you're not satisfied with the first one, you want to get the second one, but it still leaves the first doctor saying that my opinion wasn't good enough. So
I'm not
that's
sure.
Not to the
In other words,
rabbi.
Certainly if Dr. 1 says you could ask someone else, go for a second opinion. But even if Dr. 1 doesn't say that, the fact that the patient says, I already asked so-and-so, he said, she said, whatever, I think it's not as much of an assault on the Kvodo Shochacham. Remember, our Gemara is phrased from the perspective of the Shoel. The Shoel has an Isser to go to another Chacham. Now, let's leave this one intact, because I think it's more Mestaber this way. Let's give you a few other Nafkamins. I said 5, maybe we could squeeze out 6 or 7 if we want. What about B'diyeved? Right? Let's say you went to Chacham 2. Is it going to be mutter? Chacham 1 says it's usher. But do you ever go to Chacham 2? According to the Ra'ivid, right? So, according to the Ra'ivid, L'cha'ora, if Bidiyeved, the din would still apply, right? And it's going to remain usher. According to the Ran, one could say, you know what? You did an aveira of kvodo shel chacham, but l'cha'ora, it no longer applies, right? Because I did an aveira, I'm not supposed to ask. But are you going to say Bidiyeved, it's not mutter? Why would it not be mutter? Another nafkamina that we could give would be whether this applies to a chacham who's gadol the chacham u'b'minyan. If you ask me a shayla, and I say, you know what, it's usher, and then you ask Rabbi Schechter, there is zero affront to my covet. Everybody is maskim that he is gadol the chacham u'b'minyan. No. No shayla whatsoever. So it's not an issur mishum kvod shel chacham. But if I'm a purist within the Ra'ivid, so then it would be a problem. Another nafkamina that I could give you. Now I should add, by the way, that the lashon haGemara is chacham she'asar in chaveiro v'shay lahatir. How do I take that lashon of chaveiro? One can understand that chaveiro means a chacham of similar stature. Again?
That one doesn't apply to the Ra'ivid or the Ran.
So, well, again, if it's God, a chacham of u'b'minyan, according to the Ran, there's no aveira.
Right.
But according to the Ra'ivid, the item became usser, so you can't ask somebody else. Number two. If chacham number two, first you ask me, a shayla, then you ask Rabbi Schechter. It's not an insult to my covet. Everybody is maskim that Chacham 2 is greater than Chacham 1.
Wait, I just have a question. When you say it's not an affront to your covet, you're Chacham number 1.
I'm Chacham number 1. You ask me first.
That's what Shani was asking.
What?
That's what Shani was asking.
That's what Shani was asking.
Chacham number 1, not Chacham number
2. Well, again, but I was talking, case 4 is when I come to Chacham 2 and I say, I already asked Chacham 1. Right? The nafkamina I'm giving over here is a little different. You're not telling Chacham 2 you already asked Chacham 1, but it's clear that Chacham 2 is in a different league than Chacham 1. Is this clear? Chacham 2 is a much bigger Talmud Chacham. So in that case, there might not be any...
But what if it's, like... I don't know, I still think my question's valid. Like, what if, like, there's another rabbi that's at the same stature as you, and someone asks you a shayla, and then you tell them an answer, and then they go and ask a different rabbi that's at the same stature as you. It's not so coveting to you that they did that, because you already gave them your opinion.
That's true. It might not be becovetic to me. On the other hand, one could argue that if, when they ask the question to Chacham 2, they say, I already asked Schwartz, so I got my covet that way. Right? In other words, covet in some ways is like paying respects. Pardon. But that's what it is.
Right.
Right? So I say, I already asked Schwartz. Good enough.
So acknowledging that, like, your opinion is valid, just want to hear.
Correct.
Is it, like, Kfar Sha'alti, kind of like saying, like, oh, I already asked Rabbi Schwartz, but I clearly am not, like, I don't trust his opinion, so I'm asking somebody else. Wouldn't that be not giving Rabbi Schwartz covet?
I'm not sure. I mean, again, it might depend on the tone that you're asking it with, but I could say Kfar Sha'alti in a way that I'm trying to understand what Rabbi Schwartz said, which is not an affront. But Chacham number 2, who hears the question, will say, oh, that's interesting. He said that? Really? I think the din should be the opposite. But maybe it's not an affront to my covet if you point out to Chacham 2 that you already asked me. That's the idea that we're trying to get at.
It's always about Chacham number 1.
It's about the covet of Chacham number 1, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the last point I want to make is this din true by Dinei Mominis, or is it only by Issa v'Heter? The Gemara has it by Tumah Tahara and Issa v'Heter. What about by Dinei Mominis? One could argue that the Ravid's reasoning of Shavi Chaticha Disura doesn't apply. But Kvodo certainly does apply still, so it should still be Usur by Dine Mominus. And again, if you read through the Ran carefully, you notice that all of the Nafgaminas that we're mentioning do appear, at least Ba'akifin, at least in a backhanded sort of way, it all appears in the Ran. It's also worth it. You guys read the Rush and Simon Gimel? Did I assign this? Okay, so then I guess you didn't read it. Fine. So now, let's go to Tysus. Yeah?
In the Kabbalah, why is that not considered, like, according to the Shach, having a perfect Sah?
Having... who has a Kabbalah? If Chacham...
If I have a Kabbalah...
Chacham, too, has a Kabbalah. So if Chacham... Remember, usually, it's an affront to Chacham... Like, what right do you have to ask a different person?
Right?
And Chacham, too, also has an Isser... because it's an insult to Chacham 1. But if Chacham 2 has a Kabbalah, so Kabbalah on some level is the same as Gadol B'Chacham B'Minyan. Because Kabbalah means I have a tradition that goes all the way back, and my tradition beats the covet that's owed to Chacham number 1.
Right, but I thought we're asking from the position of the Mishal, not from the second Chacham giving of Sa'ak. Is the Kvodo Shel Chacham number 1...
Kvodo Shel Chacham number 1 means that the one who asks the question should not ask Chacham 2 because of Kvodo Shel Chacham 1.
Right.
Right? Now, it also, L'cha'ora, means that Chacham 2 should not weigh in because that's an insult to Chacham 1. But it's not going to be an insult to Chacham 1. What?
Then who's, I said it's Messiah Elabe,
got it. But it's not an insult to Chacham 1 if you have a Kabbalah, right? Because my Kabbalah beats whatever honor is owed to Chacham 1.
But it's still... then we have to like separate Kvodo Shel Chacham between the Nishal and
Nachon,
number 2.
Right? In other words, we are conflating two separate issues.
Right.
There is an issue in our Gemara from the perspective of the one asking the question, and the Gemara Nida has it from the perspective of the Chacham, and the Chaora from a perspective of Kvodo Shel Chacham, the issues are very interrelated. Right? I think that's fair. Okay, let's just... Shani, quickly. Then we got to learn the Tosfos, because the semester is almost over. Ah, don't cry. It's going to be great. Okay, so Zucht Tosfos. What's so funny? Oh, I'm sorry. Am I like...
We're not having any fun, we promise.
Why can't we laugh? It's the last class.
What?
It's the last class. We're just laughing.
We can laugh. I thought we got all of our laughter out of the way during that Hanukkah party that we had. We weren't Yotze?
To emulate God and have laughter every day.
Ooh. Oh!
So Gemara, beginning of a Avodah Zarah. Very good. Right. Does it mean laughter or playfulness? Huh? Very good. Okay. V'im Tomar. So Tosfos, Dibar Maschah Nishal L'Chacham. Tosfos asks the question, why should the Shoel not ask as many people as you possibly can? The Pasuk in Mishlei writes, Teshuvah Berov Yoetz, no? That you get the right answer when you ask many different people. They say that for President Harry Truman was like this. Like Truman didn't learn stuff from reading books. Truman learned stuff from speaking to people. And when he had a big decision to make, he'd speak to millions of, I don't know, millions. He'd speak to lots of different people to try to arrive at his conclusion. And that's Tosfos' question. Why should you not ask as many people as you can? So Tosfos answers that enochanami, you can, providing you clearly say, I already asked. Now, l'cha ora, Tosfos is going with the Ran or with the Ravid? With the Ran, right? Because if I'm a Ravid purist, once it's usser, and I don't gain anything by asking. But then later on in Tosfos, like 3 lines from now, I don't have time to read the intervening 3 lines, but Tosfos writes, "V'dafka usser in chaver rishay lahatiyav, I'm hitir chaver rishay lesar." Right? That is l'cha'ora according to the Ravid. Because if I'm a Ran Jew, and I'm bothered by Kvodo Shel Chacham. Now, I should note, by the way, if you read the Ran carefully, the Ran has another reason, not only Kvodo Shel Chacham. Right? The Ran has another reason, Shelo Yehei Torah Nireh Kishtei Toros. The Pashtus is a separate reason in the Ran. What I have noticed is that the later Sfarim don't seem to play with that reason, number two of the Ran. Reason number one of the Ran, of Kvodo Shel Chacham, seems to get all the traction in the sugya. I'm not sure why. That svara of Shelo Yehei Torah Nireh Kishtei Toros is, of course, the svara of Rashi in Yevamos Daf Yudalid with respect to the Isser of Losis Goldidim. No? You shouldn't have different minhagim, two different batei din in the same city, Shelo Yehei Torah Nireh Kishtei Toros. But Bekitzar Ma'aseh, it seems like we have a stira within the Tosfos. Because at the beginning, Tosfos is saying, like the Ran, and therefore, if I show my cards, and I say, I already asked, I'm allowed to ask someone else. But then at the end, Tosfos says, oh, the din does not apply if it's Nishal L'Chacham V'Hitir. And that would sound more like the Raivid than like the Ran, and based on our analysis, which is on the board, we'd seem to have a stira within the Tosfos. Yeah, Talia?
Then, either way, like you're saying, whenever you have a heter, then you're allowed to ask second opinion. It's only somebody says.
I think that's what Tosfos writes. Dafka asar, fourth wide line. Dafka asar in chaver b'shal hatir, v'mhitir chaver b'shal asar. Meaning the din does not apply. Chacham shehitir, you can say it's asar, and that's a problem. Right. So that line in Tosfos is clearly a rivet line. Now, hanira lafi aniyastaiti. That if you look in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Ochanan, and you look in the other versions of Tosfos here, there's in the Mukhe Yosef also, that's published by Rav Blau in the Shitas HaKalmonim on Avodah Zarah. But all these Rishonim say Shav Yechaticha Di Isura in a different sort of way. They say not Shavya Chaticha Di Isura, but they say Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. The idea of Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura would be as follows. When I ask Rabbi One, and Rabbi One says it's treif, I then accept the psak of Rabbi One, and Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. I, the Shoel, by accepting your psak, I, Shoel, make it usher. The rabbi doesn't have power to make it usher. Remember, we began with a question from Rav Soloveitchik's Mahalach that the Rav said the rabbi is not paskening on the case itself. The answer is yes, the rabbi is not paskening on the case itself. But maybe there's a halacha of Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. When I hear your psak and I accept it, I, the Shoel, who accepts your psak, I am making a treif. I am accepting it on myself. I am making it treif. That's what we'd call Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura.
So if you never accepted it, then you could still...
So if I never accepted it, wouldn't it become usher? Look, by the way, in the Chidushei Haran in Avodah Zarah, footnote 84. He develops this idea more. But if we assume that it's not Shavya Chaticha Di Isura, but Shavya Anafshe, so then we could solve all the world's problems. Because Tosfos at the beginning says that I'm allowed to ask anyone I want. And if I ask someone else, or if I say I already asked, that's okay. Why? Because the fact that I'm going to Chacham number two shows I never accepted the psak of Chacham 1.
Yeah, but don't you have a problem with Kvodo Shel Chacham?
Well, this is not working with a Kvodo Shel Chacham mahalach. It's like a third mahalach in Rishonim. It's a mahalach in Rishonim of Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. It's a different mahalach. It's not out Kvodo Shel Chacham. I would argue that Tosfos is not working with the Ran, is not working with the Ravid. Tosfos is saying a third approach. And the approach is the way it becomes usher is because of Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. The Tzos HaChoshen and Simon Lamed Dalet, Os Dalet, tells you that Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura isn't that the item becomes usher. It's like a neder. You, Rabbi, tell me this piece of meat is treif. I accept what you said. It's ki'ilu. I'm making a neder not to eat this piece of meat. But ultimately, who's making the piece of meat aser? Me, the Shoel, because I accepted your psak, I decided. I think if Tosis would be working this way, if you hold to the approach of Shavya Anafshe, Chadich Nisui, again, we're only adding one word, Shavya Anafshe. If you have that approach, then it all makes perfect sense. When I ask somebody else, that shows I didn't accept the psak. That's why I'm allowed to say I already asked somebody else. And right, Chacham Shehitir, there's no halacha. Because obviously you can't speak about Shavya Anashe Chaticha Disura when Chacham Harishon is Matir. Talia.
But then you should be able to ask a second opinion regardless of saying that you already got a psak. Because as the, just the fact that you're asking somebody else, you're doing
something. So I'm not sure. It seems to me, and you're asking a very good kasha, but it seems to me that there's a difference. If I run right away, that shows I never accepted it. But then, let's say I don't ask Chacham number two for another day. So how do you, well, I know that the psak wasn't accepted? Remember, if I accept that psak even for a second, I'm bound by it. How do you know I didn't accept the psak? The answer is by being megala that I already asked Chacham one, and I'm still asking Chacham two, that shows I never accepted it. But you're right, other giluyim would also help, I think. Hi, Shani.
Like, I was going to say, should you preface with Chacham 1, like, I'm planning on asking you, and Chacham number 2 this question, and then you know
I mean,
that
if you do that, for sure you're Yotzei. For
right.
Sure it's okay. But in terms of, no, Halacha L'maisa from our Gemara, you know, the Ramah Paskins in Mesh Mem Beis, that the Ramah's focus, by the way, on the Chacham. Rabbi, too, is not allowed to give a heter, and the Shoel also should not ask the question. That's what the Shach adds over there. Rabbi 2 can argue with Rabbi 1 if he made a mistake, if it's Tov Dvar Mishnah. You missed the source. Like, Dvar Mishnah. That's obvious. There is no Isser to ask Chacham 2 if you are Megala that Chacham 1 already said it's Aser. But Chacham 2 should not give a psak unless Chacham 2 is 100% convinced that Chacham 1 made a mistake. Those are all the halachos that appear here in Yoredei Simen Mesh Mem Beis. Yeah.
It sounds like from Tosfos when he says that you should be Megala the fact that, like, Karsha Alti. But then he says, it sounds like the reason that you have to be Megala is not for you to show that you haven't accepted the Psak, it's so that the Chacham knows that, and he shouldn't be over this Avira. So
that's how you understand. I didn't understand that way. I thought the Aval is that Tosis is pointing out how we began the Sugya. Tosis is saying, Din 1 is that the Shoel should not go rabbi hopping. Din 2, the Chacham should not be Matir. And that's a Gemara Nida. In other words, there's an Isser on the Shoel, and there's an Isser on the Rabbi. And Tosis is kind of putting them in the same sentence, but they're two separate Makoros. Avodah Zarah tells me the Shoel should not ask. Nida tells me the Rabbi should not be Matir. I think so. Okay, ladies. Hatzlacha in your studying for the final. Don't worry too much. It will probably be okay. And once again, thank you for what I considered a very productive semester. We could do 5-6 blot a semester. No, you just got to keep on moving. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, Talia, thank you. Could I ask someone who's going to go back to the base medrash to deposit these?